You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 132, Why You Should Not Be Eating Meat. In today's show, we're going to discuss something that needs to be looked at more deeply. It's about diet and the vibrational consequences of eating dead animals. This subject can be a difficult one because we've been so conditioned to eat meat, but we've never been taught about the vibrational consequences of doing so. It always amazes me when Spirit reveals something new to me, and the information seems like it should have been so obvious. But it's not always easy to see, even when it's right in your face, because we've been conditioned not to acknowledge the obvious. This is one of those subjects that has absolutely changed my life. Knowing information is one thing, but when you actually begin to experience it, it's another. They say that the best knowledge is experiential knowledge. And so now I'm going to share some profound information with you and knowledge concerning the vibrational consequences of eating dead animals. And that's really what it is. When we say eating meat, that's just a nice way of saying eating dead animals. We really need to look at this for what it is. After hearing this information, you can make your own decision if it's still something you want to do or not. I'm just giving you a higher perspective from Spirit and my own personal experience of what's really going on vibrationally when you consume meat. But before we go into this, I want to give you a little more information to go on. Now, my background is in naturopathic medicine, different natural healing modalities, and energy work. And I've been in this field for over 25 years. I've seen a lot of sickness and what we call disease. And what I've come to know is that it all comes from our ignorance. We simply die for lack of knowledge. There truly is no such thing as disease. Those are just fancy names for stages and symptoms of malnutrition, dehydration, and poisoning. We have never really been taught how to take care of ourselves. No one gave us a handbook on how the body works and how it heals and repairs itself when we were born. What we're taught is about disease. But in truth, these are things that don't exist. They're created states. These are forms of conditioning that keep us enslaved to a so-called health system that preys on our ignorance. This might be hard for some of you to hear, but it's time for you to acknowledge this truth because it's what's happening to the human family. We're being used for financial gain through our continual and prolific ignorance. For me, this has become experiential knowledge. I have experienced this for myself, not only in my own life, but as a natural health practitioner. Suffice it to say that I was able to help those who were willing to release the belief in sickness and disease to get their health back. But if you believe that you are sick and that there's no hope for you, then you'll never get well. You have to begin to accept the belief that your body is able to heal itself and find optimal balance and health when given the right tools. You have to give your body a chance to heal itself, but you have to stop poisoning yourself. This is a big subject all by itself, and I really don't want to go into this in today's show. What I want to focus on is the negative consequences of consuming meat. I want to show you how this affects you on many different levels, and I personally can bear witness to everything that I'm going to tell you because I've experienced being a meat eater and now the drastic difference of not eating meat. And I thought I was perfectly healthy when I was eating meat, but my health has only improved even more once I stopped eating meat. I now have tons of energy and my mind feels so incredibly clear. It's a huge difference in ways that are very difficult to explain. You really have to experience it for yourself. What we have to realize is some very cold, hard facts, and that is that we are being lied to every day about everything. Seriously, it's just about everything. Humans have to wake up before it's too late and realize that we are being used to keep a tightly controlled money system going. And to put it simply, your ignorance keeps a lot of people in business and keeps a lot of people rich. Psychological warfare is being used on us every day. Not only is it through ads and other forms of brainwashing, but there's also a chemical component to this warfare. When you want to exert mind control over a person or a people, then a poison or a chemical needs to be introduced into their system. This increases the effectiveness of the mind control. You have to weaken a person mentally and physically so that they cannot resist your suggestions. This is done to large populations daily through many ways, and one of them is through our food. Our water is filled with chemicals. Our soaps, our shampoos, lotions, and detergents are all filled with deadly toxic chemicals, and they build up over time and weaken the body and the mind, making it easier to control you through different forms of brainwashing and conditioning. Do the research for yourself and find out how deadly some of the ingredients are that you're using in your lotions and your soaps and your shampoos and the things you use on your body every single day that you don't think of as consumption because they're going into the skin. But that's even more deadly than going through the mouth. Trace toxins build up over time and create massive problems with your health. They range from organ failure to blindness to tumor formation and death. This is what we call disease, but it's a created state and it has more to do with long-term poisoning. And you don't need a PhD in chemistry to figure this out. Now again, my purpose is not to go into these subjects in detail today because I've talked about this before. You can go back and listen to the episodes on water and voltage to get a recap. But today I want to expand on the subject of meat and how it's being used to make us more vulnerable to disease, mind control, depression, anxiety, and constant states of fear. It's their number one weapon, people, in this psychological warfare that's being waged against humans today. And it's a damn brilliant idea, if you ask me. We're not dealing with an ignorant enemy. Our enemy is very intelligent, and they work very hard at keeping you ignorant. And their plan seems to be working, at least for now. When we look at humans, humans are not natural carnivores. There's nothing about our physiology that would denote our ability to consume and digest meat, let alone to kill another animal. We don't have sharp claws or razor-sharp teeth that are used to tear into and rip apart flesh. We don't look like that, and our digestive system is very simple. It's not complicated at all. When looking at the human biology, we appear to be natural fruit eaters, and that's even surprising to me, because even vegetables require a longer digestive tract. This is why we have to cook most vegetables, to make them more easy to digest. But again, that's another subject that we can go into in a later episode. Everything that I've learned on my own goes along with what spirit has shown me about humans, that we are, as spirit says, one of the most loving beings in the universe. But we have been turned into animals. We have been stripped of our knowledge of self and taught to eat the wrong foods in order to create a different kind of person. A different personality. Your diet has a lot to do with your behaviors and how violent you are. There are many scientific studies that have shown that meat eaters are more violent than people who don't eat meat. There are distinct personality traits that are encouraged from the foods that you eat. Simply said, you are what you eat. But outside of that, it gets even deeper. You have to ask yourself, why have we been taught to eat meat? And for what reason? I know we've all been told the story of the hunter-gatherer, but like so many other things, we're finding that that's a form of conditioning too. Our education has not served us. It has only made us better slaves. We're told that meat is where we get our proteins. And of course, we need protein in order to survive, right? Well, this can be debated as well, because protein is a complex amino acid, and the body can't do anything with complex foods. It has to break them down before being able to utilize them and metabolize them. The body can only use the amino acids in its simple form. So meat really is one of the worst ways to get your protein. When you consume it, the body has to break it down and try to reduce it to a form that can be assimilated. Meat creates tons of health problems for humans because it is extremely difficult to digest and break down, and it mostly winds up undigested within the digestive tract, hence the reason for so much colon cancer. The undigested meat begins to ferment and cause loads of problems, inviting parasites, bacteria, and on and on. Just do some research on the human digestive system for yourself, and you'll learn a lot about what you can eat and what you can't. Now, how does meat affect us vibrationally? To me, this is the kicker. Now that you know that your body wasn't made to catch and kill another living being, let alone eat it, you have to ask the question, why are we being given meat to eat if we weren't created to catch it and eat it? Then on the next level, you have to ask, what are the vibrational consequences of eating meat? And how is this affecting us spiritually on an energetic level? One of the reasons for widespread depression and anxiety have been linked to the consumption of meat. Not just financial states or poverty, as some would like you to believe, but meat consumption. Studies have shown that poor people who did not eat meat were 90% less prone to depression and anxiety. In fact, they found that they were happier individuals, much happier than people who ate meat. Now, when I would read those studies, it was perplexing to me because I didn't make the connection. So now we want to know what else could be a side effect of consuming the flesh of dead animals. Fear. Fear is a proven manifestation of meat eaters. Spirit says that when you eat dead animals, you are consuming within the flesh of that animal the biomemory of that being. And that's because memory is stored within the cells, which make up the flesh. So these are things like hormones and adrenaline, which you can only imagine is very high during the time of death. But most of this biomemory is energetic. It's an energetic informational state that you are not conscious of when you eat it. The full biomemory is then downloaded into your consciousness, and it transfers into your being. So in essence, on an unconscious level, you absorb the full memory of that being that you just ate, and you then become an extension of it and its life experience. You begin to experience the fear of the animal before its death. You experience bouts of depression from the way the animal was treated when it was alive, if it experienced the loss of loved ones or its offspring being taken away. However that animal was treated literally becomes a part of you, and most certainly its death experience becomes a part of you. This all plays out in different ways for those who consume meat, but everyone is most certainly unconscious of the memory that they're experiencing. You simply don't know why you feel the way you feel, but it's because of the energetic information that has now become a part of you and a part of your biomemory. This is real. And when you stop eating meat, you'll see how your anxiety and fear and depression begin to fade away. And even for those of you who don't think you're experiencing any of these states, you'll feel a heaviness be removed from your mind and your body. I wasn't consciously experiencing depression or anxiety, but there was always this sense of foreboding in the back of my mind that I couldn't explain. It was something like, you know, just sitting there, a feeling that something bad was going to happen. But when I stopped eating meat, this feeling began to fade away, and I noticed it. That was when I knew that Spirit was telling me the truth about the other things that people are experiencing because they are eating meat. It's incredible. These emotions that we think are ours are being induced by the consumption of meat. It's all by design, and it's a way of keeping the human population in a constant state of fear because you are more easily controlled while in a state of fear. When you're afraid, you'll give all your power away for the promise of being kept safe, which is an illusion by itself, because the very people that you're giving your rights and power away to are the ones that oppress you and create these illusions. Animals are conscious beings, and they love and fear and hurt just like we do. And so when you eat them, you feel everything they've ever felt throughout their entire lives, but most of it is unconscious. The dominant emotions are the strongest ones, and so they surface first, and they surface as fear because they live their daily lives being afraid of being next to be killed. You don't realize where these thoughts and emotions are coming from when you're experiencing them, but you feel it, you sense it, and that's because it's happening on an energetic, informational level for you. And so if we create our bodies through our thoughts, then so do animals. And when you eat their flesh, you consume those thoughts. It all just makes sense. So now you can see the vibrational consequences of eating meat and the havoc that it will play, not only on your body and your health, but mentally and spiritually. Eating meat is a sure way of keeping your vibration low and staying in a state of fear. So now it's up to you to take the challenge and see for yourself. Many of us have tried to stop eating meat in the past, but didn't really have a good reason why it was bad for us. I know I felt this way for many years, but once I began to experience the biomemory of the animals that I was consuming, that was it for me. The negative vibrational states of those animals made me incredibly sick. And that's when I knew I was no longer a vibrational match to the consumption of death. And that's literally what we're doing. We're consuming death. I literally experienced great pain. And it was not in my stomach. It was in my solar plexus. So that's an energetic center. And that really was clear to me that this is what was actually happening. So now that you have my personal experience, as well as Spirit's guidance on the subject, there are many other studies that you can read and research for yourself as well. But I'm only here to help you raise your vibration so that you can reach your conscious awakening. The final decision is always yours. I bid you well, and I thank you for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.